discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
While Kaylee Keller is quite the rarity in today's music world, to this young recording artist, songwriter, and worship leader, living out her faith is more important than finding success at all costs. She's actually said no to opportunities that might compromise it. Kaylee's songs, like her newest six-song EP, Rubies, offer a hope-filled take on the world around her. And you might just have seen her performing her single, Nowhere America, live recently on Fox News. We're so glad to welcome Kaylee on the road today. How is it going today, ma'am?
It's going great. What an introduction. That was amazing. Thank you.
Oh, well, we're so glad to have you. It's a really fascinating story. And one of your most popular tracks, of course, is Nowhere America from the latest EP. And this is just infused with where you come from. We are big fans of small towns here on the road. So give us a sense about the Kansas hometown situation.
Oh, I love hometowns. They're so great. And so, of course, I had to write a song about my hometown because, one, it's part of who I am. Two, I'm extremely proud of where I'm from, and I love it. And three, I try to live in my hometown as much as possible when I'm not on the road because it's in my roots. And so the song really just, the title was inspired. It was a play on words. And as I've been traveling around, people ask me, you know, where are you from? And I'd say, you know, Garden City, Kansas, which is in southwest Kansas. And they would say, oh, that sounds like the middle of nowhere. You're living in Kansas? That's the middle of nowhere. And so it kind of just became this joke of, like, people kept telling me, oh, you're from nowhere. And so it was kind of like, it might sound, I mean, maybe it's a nowhere to you, but it's a somewhere to me. And I was writing with my co-writer and producer on the Rubies project. And as we were chatting, he happened to be from Hays, Kansas, which is a few hours from my hometown. And so we started going off and just talking about different Kansas things and growing up in our small towns and our nowheres. And we're like, you know what? Let's write an anthem, you know, for all the little maybe nowheres out there. Like, they need an anthem because there is somewhere, and that's where dreams are made of, especially for my hometown. And so we had fun with it. We wrote the song Nowhere America. And then when Fox News got a hold of it, they were like, oh, my goodness, this song is so great on so many levels.
I love that. That's so cool. And when we're talking about small towns, give me a number here. How many people in Garden City, Kansas?
We're not too bad, actually. We've got, I think it's like a little over 30,000.
Oh, my God. See, now, I don't mean to make this a competition with you about small towns, but there were 7 people in the town that I come from, Kaylee.
7?
Yeah, 7, like just the one digit.
You know, God, one of God's favorite numbers is 7. So,
take us back. Let's press the fast, or let's see, back is rewind, not fast forward. Fast forward is ahead. Can you confirm that?
You know, I think so.
If we go back to your younger years, when did you first discover the love for music? How long does this go back?
So it goes back all the way to infancy. Not that I remember that far, but my mom told me that before I could talk, I would hum a lot. And so she's a singer. She's one of those, like, she sings all the time. And if she does dishes and grocery shops, she's always singing. And so I just kind of would pick up on it and, like, hum along with her. And then about the age of about 6 is what I can remember, she introduced me to some Shirley Temple movies. And I was so hooked. I noticed Shirley Temple could sing and she could act and then she could tap dance. And I fell in love with Shirley Temple. I started taking singing lessons and I learned how to clog and tap dance. I kind of got into some acting stuff. I curled my hair like her, but it's just not as flattering on my face. I mean, everything. I named my boy Bunny Shirley Temple. I mean, I was so obsessed with her. But the thing that I think of that inspired me the most about her was her ability to just bring hope to the screen. You know, she was, some of her movies have like serious like problems in them, or just when the time she came out during like the Depression age and stuff, it was a very serious time. And so they looked at Shirley to have hope and to laugh and to just to enjoy her and her presence. And I think that inspired me. I mean, I could see that at a young age, just no matter what situation, she just always brought some hope, and she got to act and sing and do what she loved in the midst of it. And so as I started pursuing that more and getting more involved in it, God just started tugging on my heart. And I just felt at a young age that I was just called into the entertainment industry. And that's never changed. So, you know, I don't know exactly always what the calling looks like, but I know for a fact that it's going to be involved in the entertainment industry.
When you talk about, you know, God being such an influence in your life, is that a lifelong thing as well? Or did you discover faith along the way?
It's been a lifelong thing, but I've been in through some many huge trials in my life that have really just made that foundation more firm. And so, at a young age, my family, is a Christian household. And so my family always talked about the love of God, and we prayed a lot and just different things growing up. And so I've never not known a day where I didn't know that God existed, because my mom is pretty, strong and big in her faith. So she'd always talk to me about God. But I think there comes a time where you have to decide for yourself who you're going to serve. And being the being me and being so, I don't know, I'm always like trying to grow up too fast type of a thing, or I'm always so abnormal and stuff. At the age of 9, I was like, I know who my God is. I'm committing the rest of my life to him. And so I got baptized at the age of 9 in my backyard pool with my brothers, which was really fun. And then I think for me, the real growth spurt for me came in middle school. I was going through bullying in middle school. And so, and then I got really involved at my church. I was a part of like the youth band and the worship band. And I started really kind of jumping into more like the youth-based worship type stuff. And that's where God was really just pulling on me. And I was learning how to rely on him on a time of such hurt, learning how to give him my hurt, and just being around other believers and helping me and praying with me and encouraging me really grew my faith. And then in high school, when I was going through a lot of sexual harassment and that type of a thing, I couldn't really see the vision in which I'm like, God, you know, I know that you've called me into the entertainment industry, but I just can't see my calling right now with being so imprisoned in sexual harassment. Like, I can't see it. And so my mom is the one who would just keep pushing me and saying, you know, God can use anything that the enemy intends for bad on your life, and he will use it for good. And so you got to be faithful, and you got to just trust him, and you got to know that, and you got to stay firm in who you are. And I was getting really bullied because I wasn't doing what they wanted to do. Like, I wasn't jumping into the party scene and the bad choice scene and sleeping around scene. Like, I wouldn't do that. I was staying secure in my Christian beliefs and just in my standards. And so I was getting a really hard time over that. But my mom just kept speaking life over me and saying, you know, don't let them define your worth. Who does God say that you are? He says that you're more precious than rubies. You know, God says this about you, and we need to get you, you know, we need to put, you know, all of that pain and stuff, like, give it over to God, and you're going to use your voice to help other people. And so I'm so thankful for my mom. And during high school, I graduated 2 years early, and God ended up opening up doors for me through AMTC, which is Actors, Models, Talents for Christ. And it won me scholarships to acting schools in New York, lived up there for some seasons. Then I was discovered by a talent scout, and Capitol Records recommended me to a development company. So I worked with them for 2 years. And that's where I kind of got to see all the trials that I'd gone through. I got to see them come to life. And so, or like, I got to see my voice being heard in them. So going through the sexual harassment, I wanted to remind people of their self-worth. And I wanted to be a voice for them. And when I was at this development company, I had written this song with Jeff Pardo. We wrote a song called Diamond. And it just reminds people, like, you're one of a kind. You're beautiful. Lift your head up high and be original. You're a diamond. And then I started doing lots more in the public speaking scene and getting to go into schools and share my story and then to speak that truth over their life. And that has been so purposeful, and I love it. And that's just where God's really shown me, where he's going to use music for me as a platform to share my story, but also to share who he is and to share his heart for us. And you can do that through, you know, I do pop country music. So it's not, and I do worship music at church and stuff, but pop country music can be played on any platform. And then I can go into public schools and I can share just some good principles with people. It doesn't just have to be like Christian principles, but just good principles like making good choices or getting rid of toxicity in your life and your diamond and things like that. And that has been so rewarding for me. So I think, you know, even though I accepted Christ at the age of 9, and that was a huge step for my life, obviously, you know, committing my life to God, the reason I stayed so founded in that is just because He's so shown up in my life, you know, and especially during trials, I had nobody to turn to but Him. And when I allowed myself to fully turn to Him, He just would so much show up and show me His plan again for my life and show me how He can use anything bad and use it for good.
Oh, it's such an amazing thing. It's such one of the most profound truths that I think we discover throughout our lives as we're talking with Kaylee Keller, the recording artist, songwriter, speaker, worship leader. And of course, you may have seen her performing on Fox News, has had some amazing opportunities to share her music. Songs like Nowhere America from her newest EP called Rubies. There's just, I mean, the truth of what you describe is incredible, right? Because we know that our God hurts with us when we're in pain, you know, when His children are in pain. But yet, I mean, your testimony really is that even while you were going through those things, that He saw ahead in your story and that the things that you went through in a way equip you for the ministry you're doing now. I mean, that's just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm so thankful to have that perspective. And it's a perspective I feel like God constantly shows us. You know, if we go in scripture, we see that, you know, in the story of Abraham, where, you know, he's praying and he is infertile. And God's like, you know what, I'm going to give you more descendants than the stars. And he couldn't see it at the time, but God completely did that. Or you see it with David, where David is going through a really hard time and getting harassed by his brothers. And he was told he was going to be a king. But like everything around him was completely opposite. But like God hurt with him in those moments. But God also knows like anything intended for bad will turn out for God's good when we allow Him to do that in our life. And so that just encouraged me during the time too, just like reading those stories, you know, Joshua and David and Abraham and Moses. And it's just like, God's not a God who just leaves things where they're at. Like God is so good. He's going to give it an ultimate finish. And even if we're going through hard seasons in our life, there's always going to be a greater outcome because that's the kind of God we serve. And so just seeing that now in my life, you know, as I'm kind of coming out of the other end of the harassment and stuff and seeing all the fruit from it, it's amazing. I'm very thankful. Not thankful. Yeah. I mean, it's like you look back in a different perspective. It's like, obviously you don't want that to happen to anybody, but I'm so thankful for the lessons that I've learned and for the ability to be so much more concrete in who I am with Christ. Because, you know, the entertainment industry is a crazy industry. And it's an industry that tells you, you know, be who you want to be whoever it is you want to do. You know, everybody's accepted no matter what. But I notice that when I come in with my Christian faith or just, you know, my morals of, you know, I'm not going to take my clothes off to sell records. That's not who I am. You know, I'm going to keep all my clothes on, or, you know, I'm not going to write, you know, sexual innuendos, or I'm not going to write about drinking and stuff because I don't do that kind of, that's not who I am. I'm not going to write about it. Or, you know, I'm not going to do that. It's funny how much controversy that brings and how people feel the need to like, to make comments about it. And I'm not like being weird about it. I'm not going around being like, I don't do all of these things. It's just like when an opportunity approaches, I'm like, hey, that's not who I am. And it's funny because it's like, you know, we live in a society where be who you want to be, it's all welcome.
Yeah.
But the minute that you kind of say, I don't want to do those things, it's like, oh, that's not acceptable.
Well, you talk about, you know, and just to follow up on that, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but you have an amazing story about this exact thing, which is one of the things that really just kind of leaps off the page about your story. You talk about this opportunity. Someone basically comes to you and says, hey, if you do this swimwear photo shoot, I mean, it's just going to be, it's going to be absolutely so successful. It's just going to rocket you to stardom. And you say no to this specifically. Tell us a little bit, take us inside that and why it was so important to say no.
Yeah. So I, a few years back, I had been approached by this modeling company, and they were wanting to represent me in modeling. And so I was talking to them, and I'm like, you know, I have no problem with modeling. Modeling's not like an issue. I'm not putting models down by any means. I just was talking like modeling for what? So I was like, oh, you know, activewear, this way, blah, blah, blah. Except for you, we want to focus on swimsuit modeling. And I'm like, okay, what kind of swimsuits, you know?
Sure.
And they're like, oh, all kinds of swimsuits, you know, all different kinds, different fits, you know, bikinis, regular, all these kinds of things. And I was like, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. You know, I don't mind doing like lifestyle modeling where you wear like normal clothes, but I'm not comfortable wearing swimsuit wear. And they like would not have it. And they were just, you know, telling me, well, like if you were to do this, like this is just going to make your career. Because they were a very big, well-known company who had a lot of pull, a lot of industry connections. And so, you know, I'm honored that they, you know, wanted to talk with me, but they were just so pushy in the fact of like, we can make your career. Like, you're so talented. You got all of this stuff. You have such a great story. Like, we want to push you and make your career. And we know the people to do that. And it was one of those decisions where I was like, I'm not comfortable with modeling like that because I feel like, one, our body is a temple. And so, and I'm not trying to get so religious about it, but it's more just the fact of, you know, I don't want to put myself in a position where wearing those clothes makes me lustful to somebody else, or it makes me, you know, it makes people lust over you. Because that's essentially, I feel like, what bikini and like all of those types of modeling shots are. It's just making people lust over your body, sure, or making people wish they look like you, or making, I just, it's in a sense, not too far, depending on the picture, from more of a pornographic view.
Sure.
And I don't want to be seen in that perspective. One, God doesn't want us to be seen in that perspective. And two, you don't have to, you know, to do that to make it. You know, a lot of women get, it's more degrading than it is something that makes their career. You know, they degrade themselves to make it, but then they're left with the effect of the degrade and feeling the shame from that. And so I just, that's just not something that I stand for and wanted to do. But that was one of those moments where that was really hard because I was like, God, why couldn't it, like, a good company, a good Christian company, like, approach me? And, you know, like, why does it have to be this? And why do I have to say no to it? And I just had a conversation with him, and he's just reminding me, like, Kaylee, who do you stand for? And I'm like, well, I stand for you, God, obviously, you know? And he goes, yeah, but am I not in charge of your career? Or is modeling company or a organization or this and this in charge of your career? Or I thought I was in charge of your career, right? And I'm like, wow, God, you're so right. You're in charge. No, no company, no, you know, big time label is in charge. You know, God is in charge. And so just trusting him and being like, I'm going to stand on who you say that I am, and I'm going to stand up for myself, and I'm going to say no, and just trust that you'll have other opportunities. So I had to call him and say no. And stand up for what I believe in. And at the time, I didn't see how the outcome was going to look. But now, you know, as my music is getting out there and I'm not having to wear those types of clothes to get my music out there, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see that.
Well, it's amazing to hear you talk with such wisdom because, you know, just for someone that's at least a decade older than you, I just really look up to the type of wisdom and the type of discernment that you have. But we have about just about 4 minutes left, so I want to make sure and let people know, if they want to learn more about you, about your music and your story, first of all, where's the best place for them to go, Kaylee?
The best place to go is kayleekeller.com, and that's going to connect them to all of my socials, all of my videos, all my music. And I just encourage people to reach out and message me. You know, me or a team member, they'll forward the message to me. And I just love connecting with people and having that relationship outside of just, sometimes social media can seem so impersonal. So just to let you know, I will reach out to you if you reach out to me.
The thing you mentioned just in passing that is so interesting. You talk about, you did high school. I believe you said you did 4 years of high school in 2 years. Did I catch that correctly?
Yes, I did.
How did you do that, actually? How did you accomplish and achieve that? Because that seems really hard.
Yeah, it's a God thing for sure. So I freshman year, I was already on track to graduate at junior year, like Christmas of junior year. So freshman year, I knocked out a lot of the core classes because I wanted to graduate early anyway. But then when sophomore year came around, I was going to school and I did that, but I just took a lot of online classes on the side and some dual credit classes that both counted as like college and regular classes. And then I sweetly had this teacher that I begged to let me just test out of classes instead of take the course.
Oh, sure.
I could test out of them. And I tested out of several without taking the course because I knew the overview of what I needed to know.
Wow.
So this is a God thing. And so that's why.
That's amazing. And the other thing too, that really fascinates me is, you know, we have such a legacy and maybe particularly in country and Christian theme music about writing songs that are formed by a story. And just reading about you and reading what you've written, you really enjoy writing story songs. Why is that a language that comes so naturally to you?
Well, I think, you know, when people are bold enough to share their story, it helps other people through situations in their life. And so for me, I just know the power of a song. One, the power of words God talks about, so powerful. But two, just the power of a song, you know. And I wanted my songs to not only leave the listener with like a feel good, have fun, all ages can listen to it, dance song, but I also wanted it to leave them with something. So if they're going through a situation in their life and they kind of don't know what to do, or they don't know where they're at, they can listen sometimes like my music, and it would give them some advice on things to do or something that I did to help me get through it. And so, like, I have a song called Taking Out the Trash on this Ruby's EP. And this song, it kind of sounds sassy, and it's funny, and it's all about just throwing out garbage in your life. But it's actually, you know, I encourage kids when I go to school and I talk about it, it's, you know, what are the things in your life holding you back? Is it a person? Is it a relationship? Is it your personal choices? Maybe you're making some crappy choices for yourself and you're holding your own self back. Maybe it's a negative mindset. Whatever it is that's holding you back, like, identify it and then take it out. You know, give it to God if you believe in God. And if you don't believe in God, you just get rid of it. And you know, either way, just get rid of it. You know, I personally give mine to God, but just don't carry it anymore. And so this song is one of the songs where you can turn it up and jam out to it and, like, just, it's a step of getting, clearing your life. Just reminding you, like, I'm not going to carry that today. I'm going to pray about that. Or I'm just going to throw it out. And so that's a really fun song. And so just things like that where they're really fun songs to listen to, but then they have a message. So, like, when you're listening to it, you go, oh, yeah, man, today has been really hard. I'm not going to carry that. I'm going to sing it out with this chorus. I'm just going to sing it out, and I'm just going to not carry it and just recognize that I don't want to carry it. And so that's partly why I write such message-based songs, is like I want to leave people with hope, and I want to encourage people. And songs have helped me throughout my whole life when I was going through something good or bad, and I wanted a song, like songs touch our souls. So I wanted to write a song to touch someone's soul and to give them some advice in it too. So.
Man, that's tremendous. Well, what a joy to just spend a half hour getting to know Kaylee Keller, the recording artist, songwriter, speaker, and worship leader. There's so much more to her as well. If you do have the chance to go to KayleeKeller.com, it's totally worth your time to hear the music and just discover the heart behind it. What a pleasure to get to know you a little bit, Kaylee. Thanks so much for taking the time to be here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on air. It is such an honor to talk to you guys. And if it's not for platforms like yours, I wouldn't have a voice. So I'm very grateful that you guys are giving me the time to share my story, and that you guys have built this platform for artists to have a voice. So thank you.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.